Blog Talk Radio.
My Redeemer lives. Christ Jesus, the Messiah, full of grace and love. He conquered the world and defeated the devil, the grave, sickness, disease, and death. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives. Like Christ Jesus, I'm the one that was sent, not the one that went to get the job done. Like Christ, I'm the anointed one. The Holy Spirit anointed me, and the devil knew it. When I took my mama faith, then I added gangster to it. They can say what they want to say, they don't know the cost. But the devil knows Jesus Christ is the realest gangster that ever walked for 15 years. God hit me fast in the prayer at the foot of that old rugged cross. Now I'm finally here, anointed by the Holy Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, since I've been set free from all sins, to temptations of reality and pride, I never bow down to again. I constantly flee in my heart, I perceive how the world attempts to prevent me from spreading light to the dark by keeping religion and tradition in the people's heart. Those with gangster faith understand the whole world is Noah's Ark. That's why you find me spreading the gospel in every club, every hood, and every bar, right or wrong. Although I'm despised by few, I'ma stand strong. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I'm a big fat problem like American obesity. Since my new birth in Christ, they recognize my divine identity. It's strictly gangster faith, and yes, even death belief, cause they've seen my savior face. Revelation 1:18, I rest my case until I breathe my last breath. I tell the whole world about my Redeemer, who defeated death as quiet as a kelp before we ever knew ourselves. And it's true, Jesus loved us before we was ever conceived inside our mother's womb. And you can take that to the bank, little homie. In his life, one of them be without Christ, little homie. That's why I stay far from fakes and phonies, as earth is to a star. You can ask Killer Tony. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit. They never pay me like a stretch off lottery ticket. See me in the club and expect me to kick it. Hit me up, spend a couple of hours. It's best not to be born at all, to be born a coward. Gates of faith can't be bought. Although I'm saved by grace, my last name's still Howard. My love for my faith is complete without questions. Like Christ, I'm affiliated with sinners and gangs. Is anybody extra? I'm up in the club or in the hood, supply spiritual CPR until I rest in peace. Like a real disciple Christ would, giving life to Christ that would never motion cease. So when they bury me, plant two turntables at my feet, so I can rock death and hell and raise the dead from the sleep. I represent the glory of the cross. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I can say never. I can say never again. With blood be shed for sin, to God, man, Jesus Christ, my Redeemer live. Through him, sin is crucified. My soul at hope because of my Redeemer heaven sits high. He conquered death, sin in the grave, and he's still alive. And he promised me victory over death. So my most joyous moment is when I die and I breathe my last and final breath. Until I fly, until I shed my last tears, I'ma walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. Only the fakes and cardboard cutouts gon' hate on me now. But I'm the first of the realest breed through Jesus Christ.
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I represent eternal life. I reminisce going to church, thinking God didn't exist. Believing Jesus Christ was a myth. The devil had me fooled, deceived and confused. No respect for the law, committing crimes, hanging with thugs, breaking rules. I was introduced to crip. Women prostitute, quick pay for sex. My only nightmare for being a crip. You probably guessed. Handcuffed in the back of police cruisers for representing my set. Let my enemies rest. Bullet holes in their chest. It seemed like yesterday I was in the sunshine state. It was 88 and sunny. Angel was my trick. Prostitute or compassion was the firm in terms of giving me money. The police beat me up and cripping was no longer fun or funny. Now I'm bowing with the blood of Jesus and prayer for my soul every night. Now I'm seeing demons when I sleep. I see them standing there. Morning come and they vanish ghost like into the thin air. Up getting ready, dressed for school in the cold sweat. As they fade from my sight, I can hear the angels say, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life. No man coming to the Father but by Christ. Every move I make, I analyze to thrive. I learned on them California streets was do or die. Drive-bys and homicide, crooked cops with murder alibis. I got a word from heaven to all you thugs hide behind badges and uniforms like a miscarriage. You should have never been born. Now every hater, I outsmart them because it's necessary. Instead of seeing me spread the gospel of Christ, they'd rather see me laying in the cemetery. So I watch them close because they leave out the set. If you claiming Christ, then you have stepping, mixing the gospel of Christ with religion and lies. God called it satanic. Lord, forgive me for all the wrong I did and all the people I've been in the streets when I backslid under Satan's deception and curse. Walking in the flesh, how I'm covered in the blood, but doing dirt, committing crime, selling drugs. My evil ambition, vision of my enemies inside a hearse, persuaded by the devil, desire evil over good, misleading the youth. Now I'm praying and repent all my sins and evil ways, and I turn to Christ the way and tell the world to his face. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Christ. Christ, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Christ. Christ.
Repent right now.
All right, y'all. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings. I thank him. I thought I had to reschedule this show for a moment. Y'all know how sometimes things can happen when you're dealing with this online radio. And so I'm telling you, but we just thank God that he worked a miracle out and everything was not lost. And we were still able to get back on. We want to give a shout out to all of you that are listening in all over the world. A special shout out to our brother, Reverend Sconey. That's the music that you had just heard just now. And we just thank God for him and his family. And also to all of you here in Detroit, we want to say God bless. And also, we give a shout out to all of you that are listening in all of Africa, all my African family, those of you in Italy, in London, those that are in Brazil. We even want to give a shout out to Brazil, those of you that are here in the different states, Alabama, those that are in North South Carolina, those in St. Louis, Texas. You name it, Florida, wherever you at, Chicago, over in Windsor, we want to give a shout out to as well. In Malaysia, we want to give a shout out to my sister, Nadine Rukasi, there in Switzerland. We want to say God bless you on today. We got a great show this evening. I'm telling you, a great brother that I have seen here in Detroit. Matter of fact, I've listened to his music before, but I've seen him at the Edge Christian Light Club here in Michigan. I'm telling you, we thank God. We want to give a shout out to Rhema. International Church, where Bishop and elect Lady Lloyd is pastor. And I'm telling you, he's over the, they're over the Christian Light Club, The Edge, every Friday night. Y'all see me help promote it and everything. And I'm telling you, this brother was there, and he was on fire. I'm talking about fire. And I was amped up, and I wanted to be able to say hello to him that night, but I didn't get a chance to. It was a rush. I had to go. And but we thank God I was able to connect with this great man of God, and he is now going is on the show with us. So we're going to click him on right now so you can hear from him. We want him to share with us a great testimony of what God has done for him before we go into his great songs on tonight. So we're going to go with our brother, Preacher Boy, there in Alabama. God bless you, brother. How are you?
All is well. All is well, and it is. So how are you doing, mighty woman of God?
Oh, I'm doing good, doing good. Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, okay, okay. Yes,
so,
on my end.
That's great. No, that's great. All is going good on your end. That's great. That's great. Well, I'm really glad that you are able to be on with us tonight, Preacher Boy. I'm so excited. Once we had got the date and the time and promoting and everything, I'm telling you, I'm just excited about divine connection. And like I said, as you heard me mention, you were here in Michigan on a Friday at
That's
the
right.
Edge Christian Light Club. And I'm telling you, you was getting it in for real. And I wanted to say something to you then, but I didn't get a chance to because I was with someone and we had to hurry up and leave up out of there. So I said, you know what? I'm going to connect with him and see
right.
about getting him on the show. And here we are. So
here we are. God grand design has a grand reward. You know what I'm saying? So it was on
yeah,
the dancing, and, you know, shout out to the Edge, the Christian Edge Light Club up there in Detroit. I cannot wait to come back. Pastor Lloyd, you know, who extended Bishop Lloyd, I'm sorry, Bishop Lloyd, who extended the offer and took us around the city to the radio station 1440. You know, shout out to them guys.
Yeah.
You all were awesome. You know, the whole mm-hmm. city of Detroit, you know, it was just awesome. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to come back.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we can't wait to have you back either. And you know what? 1440 is where I started. I've been on Radio Now, brother, for 9 years. And
really?
1440, yes, 1440 was where I started. And God blessed me to become right here, you know, around the world, right here on this blog talk radio. And I'm telling
right.
you, I just thank God. But 1440 is where it all started out.
Well, now I'm even more delighted. I'm even more thrilled, you know, because now I got somebody else that I'm talking to from 1440. You know what I'm saying? A legend in the making. Here we are.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
On deck, Ms. Angel on deck herself. That is right.
Yes. So now what I want you to do is just reintroduce yourself and let the people know where you calling from. And I just want you to talk a little bit about a testimony, something I don't like most of the recording artists, they come on and a lot of them, they testify about how God brought them out of the gangs or drug dealing. And I don't know where you know, where God, what he's done for you, but talk a little bit about what God has done in your life.
Okay. Well, you know, first off and foremost, my name is Rashad Hardy, also known as Preacher Boy, to those that may not know me. I am from Birmingham, Alabama. My granddad is a Reverend, Reverend Gilbert Hardy, out in Gaston, Alabama, with a church out in Anniston.
Oh, okay.
So I was practically, you know, as a youngin' coming up, I was practically raised up in the church, you know, as, you know, you usually we are. I guess around mid-teens, somewhere in that era, I started to kind of stray and run from God, as grandma would say. And, you know, we lived that life. And, you know, yes, we got gang banged, sold drugs, drank, smoked. You know, I done all that, anything up under the sun, you know, fornication, you know, with this and that woman. You know, we done it all.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing like a very, very dramatic, like just turn around like I was shot or anything that really turned me back around to God or anything. But I was already seeking his face. I was in a secular group, and I was already at a point, a time in my life as the oldest of that group. I was the eldest, and it was like, if nothing else fails, you know, I wanted to get back in church, and I was already going to church, but I wanted to say something positive. And I know it's a saying, you know, be the change that you want to see. So it was a point in my time, a few years back, you know, I wanted to turn right to God. You know what I'm saying? Things wasn't just going right. It was like close but no cigar with the music, and that music is my passion. Even though I work by trade, I'm an electrician trade, but, you know, by night, this is what I do, is the music. But anyway, you know, it wasn't going right. So I told the group, if nothing else all fails, I'm going solo. And with me going solo, I went into ministering the gospel. And I didn't really know where to start, you know, and I guess you had to go through your trials and your tribulations, and I had to go through things, and I had to let them stretch me. And it was one night, on an October night, you know, my grandmom had died not long before this. I had a bad car accident, you know what I'm saying, that was very life-threatening. A lot of people don't know. I was just leaving. I was two blocks from my mom's house, had a couple drinks, and 2 blocks from my mom's house. I said, I'm finna just go around the corner. I had just bought a 66 Chevy. Just bought a 66 Chevy. Hadn't had it 30 days. And two blocks around the corner, the brakes went out on me. And God spared me. And I was going in reverse.
Wow, my God.
Miles per hour, and I ended up over in the creek, landing on about 2 wheels. So if another 2-3 feet fell, the car would have flipped over on me. You see what I'm saying? And I ended up out of that accident without a scratch. It was a vehicle behind me. How I missed that vehicle swerving this at night, I still don't know to this day. It's nothing but the Lord. His hand, he maneuvered that whole night. So, I come out of that whole incident, not a scratch on me. And, you know, ever since then, that was really, it was just the wake up right there. And I said, you know what, it's time. And I just been giving him my praise ever since. I can't thank him enough. If I had 1,000 times, thank him enough, amen.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, that's not that right there. That's a testimony.
Right.
And you know, I'm telling you, it's God is good. Just like some of the things you were saying, I was feeling you. You know, I did a one of our brothers. I'm quite sure you know Preacher Kid. He hosted.
Yeah,
that's my brother there.
That's good.
Yes.
Right there. Shout out to
NOG.
Yeah, they're my
dudes. Yes. Well, he hosted my show. I want to say about a month or so ago, he hosted my show. We did a 2-hour show, and I shared my testimony. You know, everybody else called in. And I get, you know, I interview them and they share their testimony and stuff. But then different ones wanted to know, where did I come from? And so I had shared a testimony and he hosted it. And some of the things you were saying we got in common, because with me, my father is a preacher, you know. And so I come from a family of pastors and bishops and stuff. And, you know, with my daddy being a preacher and everything, you know, going to, had to be in church all the time, read Bibles and all that. I strayed away and was like the bad sheep. I'm the only girl in my family with brothers. So I was like the black sheep, so to speak, where I got out there and I dealt with nothing but bangers and dope men and stuff like that, and being in the dancing in the clubs and stuff. So I shared all those testimonies, and I'm saying that to say this: we strayed away, you know, we ran, but look at all the stuff that we were surrounded by and things that we did. God loved us so much that our lives were spared, that today our family could be still grieving, you know, over our lives being lost. But God, you know, it's just awesome.
And the pastor said that Jesus came to save the lost. You know, he looks between our darkest moments. He found us in our darkest moments. And he looked beyond our faults. Amen. So I know
that's right.
when he saved a wretch like me, I know that I was out there. I know I'm not saying that I was the worst one of the bunch, but I know that I was out there, and I could have been dead and gone.
Yes, yes. And that's what I'm saying, you know, being around the fellas, you know, and they shooting and carrying on, and you in the after hours, and you know I'm saying, and people come, they shooting, and I've lost so many of my friends. It looked like every other week, you know what I'm saying, we was going to funerals. My aunt told me, she said, you know what, she said, I told my friend that, you know, you was going to another funeral, and he said, my God, what kind of people is she hanging with? Because it was like every other week, brother, I had a special black dress that I wore at every funeral, and I said, my God, if the dress could holler and say, please don't put me back on, that's how bad it was. And in the middle of all this drama, God kept us. Ain't that something? Sometimes, you know, brother, I think about it and I just cry. And I say, Lord, why me? You know what I'm saying? I've ignored your call for so long, you know, and you still shielded me. And just to hear your testimony, brother, I'm telling you, tears are bagging up right now, tears of joy. To hear your testimony that, you know, God had kept you in that car accident. Like you said, in that car, you know what I'm saying? But God, he knew that you were going to be doing what you're doing today. And that's so awesome. I'm telling you, it's just awesome.
It is.
It's just awesome. You know, what would you say, because I noticed in this show, because I have a lot of, there's a movement that I'm getting going called Game Bangers for Christ. And sometimes I have a lot of the artists, you know, they call in. We do a show twice a week where we have the brothers call in and they share about how they were out there, you know, banging and selling drugs and sharing their testimony. And I would really love for you to be a part of that show. We got coming up real soon where there'll be four brothers to each show each week. And I would love for you to be a part of that, because a lot of people that I notice even listening now, you know, some of them are struggling dealing with these selling drugs. Some of them really want to work, and they trying to, you know, come out the game, and they still in it. And we got a lot of them listening in right now. What would you say, brother, to those that are listening in and saying, you know what, preacher boy, you know, I'm happy to hear your testimony, but with me, you know, I'm still struggling and selling these drugs. I want to leave selling these drugs alone, but it seems like I can't never get a job, and my family telling me I never amount to nothing. I have all this negative talk, so I don't know how to come out of this. You know, what would you say to them right now?
I know that imperfections, they create your character.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
I want to tell pressing on, you know, that the victory comes through faith in God and obedience to his word. They're going to have to be obedient, you know, and it is tough. It is tough. I can't just sit here and tell you that I just stopped drinking and I stopped smoking just overnight. It is tough. But it can be done.
Yeah.
One of the first things that I heard a pastor tell me, in order to elevate, you're going to have to separate. So in order for elevation, it's going to take some separation, and then it's going to take some preparation.
I like that.
So you're going to have to leave some of the people that you're hanging around. For one of the first things you're going to have to do, and then you're going to have to get closer to God. You're going to have to talk to him personally. You're going to have to be more intimate, you know, and have to get to know him for yourself, you know.
That's right.
He rewards those who seek him diligently. You know what I'm saying?
So that's right.
Those are some things that I would tell them. Is the first thing is to separate themselves, and they're gonna have
that's
to
right.
go through the they're gonna go through the devastation in order to get to the destination. But it's gonna take their determination. If they're determined,
that's
they
right.
will win. The victory is already there.
That's right.
It's already
that's
there.
Right.
Be strong enough.
That is all right.
That's right. That's right.
Mm. Wow.
And
that's powerful.
Go ahead.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful. Now, what would you say to the artists? Like, I notice a lot of the artists, they inbox me and they say, you know what, sister? And I ask every, you know, this is what I love about this show here. You know, I love it when I have not only just artists, but ministers and stuff, different ones that come on. I love it when they can give word of encouragement, because it's different people around the world that's listening in. And I notice a lot of the artists, they will inbox me, brother. Some of them will call me and they say, you know what? I just feel like giving up. You know, I've been writing, I've been singing, I've been rapping, I've been doing it for Jesus, and it just seemed like I'm not getting nowhere. I just feel like I just want to give up. I had a brother, a great man of God artist, posted up even on Facebook one night, and my spirit was so grieved, you know, and I said, oh, God, why? He just said he was done. He was just done. And so we have a lot of artists that's listening. What would you say to those that are saying tonight, you know what, I don't know. I've been doing this and doing it for the Lord. And, you know, it just seemed like nothing is happening. I'm just tired of writing and keep doing this. And it just seemed like I'm just getting discouraged and doors are not opening. What would you say to them on tonight?
I say that God is working on their behalf. The passage says, let your hands not be weak, for he will reward
you
for your hard work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He will reward. And see, the thing is with us as human beings, and as just a regular human being, that we seem to want to plan what we want to do, plan everything. But see, a man plans
his course, right.
But God has already ordered our steps. He has
already
ordered our steps. And sometimes he's testing us. I get writer's block too. You know what I'm saying? I get writer's block and
want
to just kind of get up and, you know, and that's natural. But for them just to give up, no, keep on pressing toward the mark. Keep on pressing on and pressing on. You know, everything is not going to be glorious. We're going to have to go through the muddy waters to get to the victory. We're going to have to go through the mud.
That is all right.
You know, one must go through the rain to value the sunshine. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right. That is right. I'm telling you, that's great word right there. That is great word. And that's why I said I love that ask, you know, my guest that comes on these type of questions, because we have people that's listening around the world that need to be encouraged. You know, a lot of people are really giving up. You know, it's like a spiritual suicide. You know, they're just walking away lost, you know. Mind gone, don't know what to do. And sometimes it take us to come on and say, hey, you can make it. You're going to arrive. You're going to rise up above these issues and these situations, you know. And we're going to go through. We on this earth, but we got to know that the Lord will cover us. The Lord will keep us. He will keep us in perfect peace, you know, when we keep our mind stayed on him.
There it is. Yes, I mean, and he made us to be above and not beneath, kings and queens. We are a peculiar people, so we are going to go through the rut. We're going to go through some rough times, you know, but we have to learn to follow his will in all endeavors. We pray for the victory in battle. You know, I want to encourage those, even I don't know what they've been through. I just want to encourage them, you know what I'm saying? They have to pray for unstoppable faith and favor.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few, and we need more. We need more laborers. We have to pray for boldness and authority, because the devil is already under attack. He's under attack just for our minds. God did not give us a spirit of fear. So if the devil sees weakness and people want to give up, then that's what he's going to go with. He's only going to attack us. The enemy comes in three forms: kill, steal, or destroy. To destroy our
faith. Right.
And if you are happy and your strong point is writing and that's what you're good at, then he's trying to block that in any type of way that
that's right.
I was reading someone the other week, wherever jealousy, envy, and strife abide, lies confusion and evil deeds and evil works. And confusion is nothing but the devil is nothing but the father of confusion, the father of lies.
That's right.
The confusion. Amen.
That's right. That is so right. Amen. I'm telling you, that is the truth now. That is the truth. And
it's
so,
scripture.
You know, that's right. That is right. I'm telling you. And I pray that someone that's listening in somewhere is being free of these attacks. As you listening to the man of God tonight, that you are free in your mind to know that you can make it. You can rise above this. You have the hope of glory living inside of you. And when we say we got the hope of glory, we got this and we got that. And like you said, brother, sometimes we get caught up, you know, in different situations. And you know, sometimes you may feel like you your back is up against the wall and you just want to walk away. But sometimes we have to just think about it. You know, Jesus died on the cross for our sin. You know, he got beat, unrecognized, you know, things. He went through suffering. And who is us to go through sufferings and say, you know, I'm just throwing in a towel. I'm just ready to walk away. Can you imagine what would we do if we say, Lord, I need you now? Yes, exactly. Right. You know, or say, brother, if we going through and say, Lord, I just need you to move in this situation. And he say, you know what? Well, I'm not going to move right now because I'm just tired. And, you know, I'll see you another time. How will we feel? So we definitely have to learn how to hold on and believe. You know, I want to share this real quick before we go to your music, brother. But I want to share this, too, because I think someone out there will be encouraged. But, you know, I was down in my basement. And I was washing clothes. This was a few days ago. I was washing my clothes. God brought a song that he gave me a while back, you know, saying it's over now. And letting me know different things is over now. Things are about to happen. Things are about to come to a head. And a lot of things that we have prayed about, we're going to see some things before the end of this year, you know. And he began to let me know that there are things that we have prayed about, things that we have cried about for years, you know, a few years back, and we have given up hope. We said, you know what, I'm done. We didn't pray about them things no more. We just felt like it was hopeless, and we kept on going, kept on moving. But the Lord said for us to get ready for the show up. And when he spoke that to me, I was shaking right there in where I was at. I stood there, and I'm telling you, tears was coming down my face. He said, get ready for the show up. Many of us have prayed, and we have cried, and we felt like all hope is gone. It's not going to happen. He said, but he's going to put those things before us. He's going to put it in our face. And he said, and the only thing we'll be able to say is, but God, we know that he's the one that has done them. And he said, because many things we have given up, but he has not forgotten. He never forgot. He heard those prayers that we prayed about 4 and 5 years ago and what we cried about, but it's in his own timing. And sometimes things we have to go through because he want to see, are we still going to remain faithful? Lord, if I don't get that brand new car next year, I'm still standing. I prayed about this car for 5 years and I'm still taking the bus, but I'm still standing. Because I believe that you're going to supply that car. I believe that you're going to supply this and you're going to supply that. So I'm telling you, that was such an encouragement to me. And I began to call a few people that I knew and I shared it with them. And I said, you know what? We got to believe. God said he's going to show up. Get ready for the show up. And I'm telling you, when he speaks something like that, watch out. And so I just thank God. I'm telling you, I thank the Lord for that word, and I pray whoever listening in right now, you know, will be able to receive that and digest, swallow that down, eat it up, swallow it, and let it digest. I'm telling you. And so I just thank the Lord, and I want you to talk a little bit about this great song that we're going to hear called About That Life. Talk a little bit about that song. How did you get to write that song, what that song is about?
About That Life is that was actually the first song that I wrote for the gospel genre when I switched over. That was still to this day, it's probably one of the fastest songs I've ever written in my life. It was at a point in time I didn't know what to say or how to say it when I was going to come over into this genre. And I woke up one in the middle of the night, you know, and I was already in the process of just going to church, going to Bible study, just going to church, and I could literally see myself in the pulpit on the stage. I'm like, man, I can see myself up there, you know. It didn't matter. I'm like, you know, I'm just in this zone, and I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I need to be, God, or what are you trying to say to me? But long story short, it was about 2 in the morning one night. I didn't know where to start.
Uh-huh.
I got up, went to the bathroom, And I as I looked out of my room door, my nightstand, I had the light on, and the Bible is sitting like, you, what am I asking these questions? Well, it's like, Lord, here are all your stories. Here are anything, whatever you want to talk about is right here, my commandments.
Yeah.
Here is the word. Here is the rock. Everything. This is the way. This is the truth. This is the life. And that is the life that I'm
about.
That's
right.
And that's kind of how it started. And I just started writing, and I couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I just started writing, and came out, I mean, quick. And I was done writing. You know, I already had the beats and stuff like that. You know, I was like, well,
yeah.
I thought about secular music and all this. And I had that beat probably like, I know, at least 2-3 months. I just didn't know what to do with it. And that song came out, and here we go now.
About that life. Wow.
You know, it's just letting everybody know. That was really like a really good come out song for me. Is like, you know, letting people know, like, this is the life that I'm about now. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I did come out of the secular group and secular music and all that. Yes, I was rapping in strip clubs and in the streets and in, you know, holes in the wall, this earth. But look at me now. Look what God has done. Look what can happen.
Yeah.
Look, I just, from the Stellar Awards, you know, out in Vegas. I'm just now getting back from the Vegas Stellar Awards last night. You know what I'm saying? So, like, look at God.
Yeah.
Look what God. I mean, the people that I've met on this journey, you know, he came into our life, so we will have life and live more abundant. So
that's right.
It's nothing but God. It's nothing but God.
And you know what? I said the same thing you said, brother, a couple of years ago, because I went to the Stellar Awards twice in a row when they were doing it in Nashville, Tennessee. I wanted to come to Vegas. But I didn't get a chance to come to Vegas this year. But I remember going to the one in Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, I said just what you said. Wow, look at God. I'm there in the back. You know what I'm saying? We doing red carpet. I'm broadcasting live from the radio. I'm seeing Ty Tribbett, all these artists. I mean, it tripped me out.
Right.
Because I remember looking at the awards on the TV, and I said, one day, I want to go there. And that following year, there I was. Broadcasting live and interviewing. Yes, I'm telling you, you're right. Spoke it, and that thing came to pass.
Put it up on my Facebook today, you know, speak things into existence as if they already are. You know, as a man think in his heart, so is he.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
That is right. So I felt just like you did when you said, wow, look at this, because I couldn't believe it. You know, I had a gown made for me, and people thought I was one of the singers. And we took the limo, we got out the limo, and, you know, it was me and Caleb Foster over there down at 1440. It was a few of us, a lot of us that went. You know, we had a bus, and we went down there. And I'm telling you, it was a beautiful feeling. I'm like, wow. And you know what, preacher boy, we gonna be in even greater places. You think the wars, greater places we will be at that we wouldn't even believe, you know, would be. I believe that God is gonna blow our minds. I remember one time he said, "Sit back in my spoilness and let me bless you with my best." So we ain't seen the best yet.
Oh no,
my God,
oh, no.
I'm telling you,
England abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. You know, our gift will make room. The pastor says our gift will make room for us and place us before many great men. We just have to sit
that's
back
right.
and just be obedient to his will. I was saying
that's
something
right.
the other day, and I said, I need you to record this. I need to write this down. And I was saying, if there is a will, there is a way. But my way will be to follow his will. There it is.
Hey, man, I like that. I like that now. I'm telling you. Yes, that's awesome. I'm telling that now. That's right now. Right there. That's powerful. That is
right
powerful.
There.
Wow. I'm just so excited, brother. I'm telling you. Yes, I know. Wow. That is powerful. I'm telling you, brother. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold for a minute because we're going to go ahead and let the people hear about that life. And then right after that, we're going to come right back with you. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. All right, y'all. Y'all hearing our brother. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. Once again, you are tuning into the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel, on deck, along with our awesome brother there in Alabama, Preacher Boy. And so we're going to hear this great song called "About That Life," and we will be right back. You and we definitely about that life. I am so excited. We're going to click our brother back on right now. You there, Preacher Boy?
All right, all right. All right, all right.
I'm telling you, that's my song right there. Boy, this, you know, this really have been a great program on today. I really enjoyed you being on. And like I said, I want you to be a part of that Gang Bangers for Christ. We just about got that going on. Huh?
I would love to. When is it? You have to, you know, give me some dates and everything. And, you know, we'll
Okay, well, we're going to get this thing popping. It's going to be next month, which is April, but we're trying to get the dates together. Preacher Kid is a part of this, so that's what I'm waiting on. He's a part of this with me. He's going to be a part of this too as well. So we're going to get the dates together. We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
And
I'll be through.
Yeah. And soon as I get the dates and the times and everything, then I'm going to call you and connect with you on it, and we just go ahead and get this thing going, you know, where you can be a part of it and be on the show. As soon as we get everything, we want to get the flyers and all of that done. And I'm telling you, I'm just looking forward to this. It's going to be a great, great program, just letting the world know that he can change us from, you know, from being messed up, you know, and to what we are today, being a blessing to the nations.
That's
I'm
right.
telling you, preaching, you know, and teaching God's word, even in through music, you know, through rap, singing, whatever we do, through dance, praise, whatever it is, you know, we let the world know that we are overcomers. And then we also got to let that devil know that we once was in our mess, but now we have done a flip mode. So now it's time to do drive-bys in his camp. It's time
That's
to take
right.
out the gat on him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I always tell people our spiritual gauge, you know, that tech man, whatever you want to call it, you know, is our word. And all we got to do is aim, shoot, and kill. You know, come
That's
against
right.
everything that he try to come up, you know, come against us with fear and all kind of different things to keep us from going and being who God has called us to be. It's time for us to do a flip mode and get gangster on him. I'm telling you, because he definitely on the wrong territory. And so it's time for us to take a stand and be on our post. I'm telling you, it's something. So, you know, I thank God. Before we go off the air, because we're going to go off the air in your song, the last song here, Let It Show. And so before
okay.
we go off, play this, ending us off, I want you to, whatever shout-outs you want to give right now, you can give your shout-outs, and after your shout-outs, let the people know where they can find you on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, all of your media sites, this great music, and to also connect with you.
Okay, yes. First off, I want to give a big shout-out to God, you know, give him the big ups. I want to thank him for everything that he's done and what he has planned in my life. He is the head of my life. I want to give a big shout-out to my family here back in, well, not only here in Birmingham, but all my family from Birmingham to Atlanta, all the way up to the Midwest, up there in Detroit, family out there back west. So, all my family and my friends and my followers and my fans and my new fans that I may have gained. I just want to thank God for everybody. If I'd have known this, I would have kind of wrote me a little speech like they do on the Stellas or something. You know what I'm saying? But I'm so thankful and so grateful and so humble to be getting the recognition, but not only for me, but just to be in this position to be recognized that the Lord is shining his light not on me but through me, amen. I'm just so thankful for that. And I want to thank everybody, my city that's behind me. We got a lot of big steps that we're finna take here in this year right here in 2015. You know, we're gonna be purposeful in our praise, and this praise will confuse the enemy in the name of Jesus. They can find
I know that's right.
Hey man, they can find me, Preacher Boy. That's PreachaBoy.com. That is the website. They can look me up. You can really just Google that name, PreachaBoy. That's on Facebook, Instagram. What's the other one? Twitter. Preacher Boy for real on all of those. But yeah, that's me, preacherboy.com. It'll get you to everything else though. Just Google the name if you forget anything. So I'm just so thankful. I want to give a shout out to you all too. I want to give a shout out to you, Miss Angel on deck, for everything, for you know giving me this opportunity right here, for you know just to call in.
Hey man, yes, I'm glad that you called in. I'm telling you, this really was a treat tonight. I'm telling you, and this ain't the last. Like I said, you're gonna be a part of this Game Bangers for Christ and whatever else. We all gonna connect and work. I want to get to Alabama. I said one day I'm coming to Alabama. I want some of that southern food. My family is from the South, you know, in South Carolina, and all of that. But I heard y'all got it going on in Alabama.
This that southern hospitality, you know. I'm putting a little bit of new little spin on it. I'm the new kid to the block, you know. Shout out to all the other kingdom-minded brothers and sisters that's already paved the way and that's assisted me in helping me through my journey as I'm coming up and coming along, you know, just following their path. So I'm not the only one down here. There's a lot of heat that we have down here in this Birmingham area, and I'm hoping to assist in putting a little bit more light on this city, because if a man can change a home, a man can change a community. If he can change a community, he can change a city to a state, therefore and therefore. So, you know, I'm just trying to be the change that I want to see.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to coming down there to Alabama, getting some of that southern cooking, especially that skillet cornbread. I'll tell you, a lot of people might say, what is the skillet corn? Skillet cornbread. That's that old school. My God, I'm telling you. Man, I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Yeah, I am too.
But we thank God, you know, before we go off on this last song, I want you to share with the people what they're finna hear to end us off this Let It Show. Talk a little bit about that. What is this song about and how did you begin to write that as well?
Now, Let It Show is very dear to my heart. It's really about letting your light shine, you know what I'm saying? And not only through gospel rap, not only through it's more than different types of way to minister, and that's what this song is about. If you were to look at the video, they can look up, just type in Preacher Boy, Let It Show. That video just released on Valentine's Day. Let me go and put that out there, too. It's more than one way to let it show, you know, through dance, through mime, through still.
Yeah.
I mean, through poetry, spoken word, through singing, through rapping, you know, just let it show, but let it show for God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I just wanted to try with this whole Bridge to Gap movement that I'm a part of, the governor of this Bridge to Gap. It's all about bringing the seasoned saints with the young adults, you know, with the new. The young and the old shall rejoice and dance together, the Bible says. And I want to bridge the gap and just being able to turn their heads and able so that they can seek God. And I want them to let it show, like, there is another life out here. If they can show their buddies, hey, it is another life out here. They can show their sisters, hey, let's try to do it this way. Let's try to be more positive and walk righteous with God, you know, because he will fill you with righteousness if you're hungry and you're thirsty.
That's right. That is right.
Amen. I didn't come to preach. I can tell you how good God is. I didn't want to come to preach today.
Well, hey, we definitely got to get you on here so you can do some preaching. We do that too now. So get ready, because I might be, I might have to call and be like, I need you to come do a holler.
You know the number, Angel.
Yes, you might have. Hey, you might have to come on and be like, I heard the Lord of Jesus say. You know how that was in the back of the day. Be like,
with the hymn book.
And to the day,
hymn.
I can't tell you. I know. You know what? To the day, I can't tell you what they said. I'm going to tell you.
But it sounded good. Hey, but the Bible says just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If you could just make a joyful noise, so I guess that they were just with whom. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. Yeah. They did. You're right.
Yep, just
oh, yep, my God. Now, you know I went way back. I went way back, bro. That was definitely old school.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Woo! I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. Like I said, and this was a great, great program. And I also want to make mention to you, brother, that when this show is over with, you can keep, you can, if you want to, you can still reshare the link. So those that was not able to hear us while we were live, they can still be able to click on this link even next week, next year sometime, and you still will be able to hear the show. And not only that, the good part is when it's over with, you can go on the back on the page and click on the link and open it up, and you can download these shows.
Okay, that's awesome. I sure will. Yes. I'll go ahead and share it.
Awesome. So you can share it. They can also download it, because I know a lot of people say, wow, I didn't know I can download the show. I'm like, yeah, you can put it on CD if you want. So that's a great thing. And you have my contact. I have your contact. And we're going to stay connected. And like I said, I'm definitely going to go on that Game Bangers for Christ movement show that we're going to be having coming up within a few weeks. We're going to have this thing going on. So until then, brother, I just want to say God bless to you and your family. And we're just so grateful that you were able to be a part of this program on tonight. I'm telling you, it truly was a blessing. I was blessed. And you know, you have a lot of fans in Africa, because when I was sharing the link, even a lot of people was inboxing me about Preacher Boy. First, they got it kind of mixed up with between you and Preacher Kid, but then a lot of them knew who you were, and they stayed up to listen in to the show. And it's because it's late there in Africa right now. I think in some places it's like midnight. Yeah, so I was excited. I said, all right. So I'm definitely going to have to, you know, let them know too as well that they can download these shows and be able to hear, because some people probably missed it. So I'm just excited, like I said, of what the Lord is doing. And anything that you are doing, brother, feel free to tag me in the flyers or whatever, and I will help promote it. You know, whatever you need me to do, I'm here. You know, all you got to do is just holler at me and let me know. And I'm here. This is what I do. And I thank God that I'm able to have a platform like this to be a blessing to many people. And it's just awesome. It's not just me, but we're all in this together.
That's right. This is kingdom business.
Amen. So when saying that, is there anything else, brother, before we go off the air with this great last song?
I think we pretty much summed it all up in a nutshell. I want to thank God. I want to just thank God for all that he's done and what he's doing in my life. And y'all keep me in your prayers. I keep you in mind. And I see you at the top.
All right then, brother. Well, God bless you. And we just thank God for you. And like I said, well, y'all have a wonderful rest of this week, and happy Easter and everything, and try not to eat too many jelly beans. And
hey, man, I know that's right.
All right, then. Well, God bless you. And we're gonna go off with Let It Show. All right.
That's good to me. God bless you, Ms. Angel. Love y'all.
All right. Love you too. All right.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. Our brother Preacher Boy there in Alabama. I'm telling you, we thank God for him and his family. And we just thank God for all of you that have listened in all over the world. And we just want you to stay tuned on Saturday night. Saturday night, we have our sister, our Nigerian family, going to be on with us in her great song release, No One Like You, Minister Tracy, along with her husband. I'm telling you, y'all probably have seen the links being posted. We've been promoting it up, but they're going to be on each Saturday evening, because she's premiering her new hit single here, right here on the Angels of Melody. So I'm so excited. Tune in. Links will be posted for all to hear. And always know that God loves you and that Miss Angel loves you too. And don't forget to don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great. In Christ Jesus. In us off is Preacher Boy and Let It Show. God bless you.
God is real. No smoke and mirrors. Live by the sword, abide by these holy scriptures. No one can be against you if God is with you. Let go and let God and cry no river. Let him fight your battles like David and Goliath. His writings on the wall, just read between the lines. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23, they said I never make it, cause some didn't believe. Knocking at the door was opportunity. I asked God why stop, I do it fluently. I rock, no holy grail, but let the truth be told. The devil hope we fail.
Walking down this road and I know it's not the time to lay low, lay low. Cause you were there for me when I was mountain high and valley low, valley low. Now everywhere I go, I'll be sure to put you on a pedestal, pedestal. He used me, I got me a light and I'ma let it show. I'ma let it show,
Jesus Christ is the key to life. I pray he take our souls before we see the light. I wanna live righteous, for God is my witness. Confess he is Lord and ask him for forgiveness. But who am I to judge? I'll give you ultimatum. I pray Jesus is your Lord and Savior. I'm a living testimony. Thank God he decided to put his blessings on me. Hearing voices in my head, devil's advocate. I hope Jesus resurrect me like Lazarus. Sorry if you feel I'm preaching to the choir. Praise his name, clap your hands and reach into the sky.
Hey. And now it's cold and I know it's not the time to lay low, lay low. Cause you were there for me when I was mountain high and valley low, valley low. Now everywhere I go, I be sure to put you on a pedestal, pedestal. You use me, I got me a light, I'ma let it show, I'ma let it show, I'ma let it show.
No Kirk Franklin, but this is Sunday's best. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. Because it's something about that name Jesus. His eyes on the spiral, he watches over me. Best to count your blessings, that's how it's supposed to be. I remember nights that I couldn't go to sleep. Somebody gotta tell the truth and so he chose me. This a potter's house, what up TDJ? God is the potter and we be the clay. Submit your life to Christ before it be too late. To God be the glory.
Down this road and I know it's not the time to lay low, lay low. Cause you were there for me when I was mountain high and valley low, valley low. Now everywhere I go, I be sure to put you on a pedestal, pedestal. You use me, I got me a light and I'ma let it show, I'ma let it show, I'ma let it show. I'm a legend.